Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with DP and Jay Foreman. Just saw some news on Twitter that Roquan Smith of the Bears has requested a trade. His game? He's a pretty good player.
He got a real good game. He probably is requesting a trade because he wants a new contract. He wants to get re-upped.
Think he'll get it?
Somebody will get it.
The Bears don't want to.
Will the Bears pay him?
They haven't up to now.
He's been good. Why would they want to?
He's been good.
Because they're the Bears. They're the Bears.
The thing is, they still have Danny Trevathan, who's older and very, very undersized.
Yep.
And Roquan Smith is a first round pick, which is idiotic in itself. Like,
he's a top 10 pick.
He's came in and produced. He's available, so his availability is one of the best of the best ability to have.
Mm-hmm.
Good off the field, good locker room guy, very strong. I mean, a guy that you want to kind of build around, and you're not re-upping him. But they also Robert
choice.
Quinn as well.
Has he been practicing?
Yeah, has Smith been in practice? I don't know for sure.
I don't really follow the Bears, Robert Quinn's. Who was second in the league in sacks with like 18 or something? His contract.
That's the kind of crap I wouldn't want going on if I was a head coach. What are we doing? We're in camp.
It's not an uncommon thing in the NFL to have holdouts.
They're doing business.
Right.
The guys at that level, coaches know to stay out of it. That's the worst thing you could do as a coach is dip into it.
Well, I wouldn't dip into it, but I wouldn't like it. You're trying to win. You're trying to get ready for the opener, and you got a guy requesting a trade. I guess that's the way you do it.
That happens every year.
I don't care when it happens or how often it happens. I'd never like it.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
You think the coach likes that?
You think the player likes it?
No.
I mean, do you think the player?
Listen to Coach Sipple over here.
Right.
I don't like this, man.
I don't know what the rules are, but doggone it, I don't like it.
Right. Yeah. How dare you? You get the money that you're paid for after I'm getting paid.
Settle it. Get that done before camp.
Well, then you need to take that up to your boss, who would be the GM and the owner.
Hey, buddy.
Don't get mad at me over bourbon.
Hey, man, get me my linebacker.
Wouldn't the conversation be?
I would say to my GM, I don't want this happening during camp.
Let's get it all done. Let's look at him go. I like to have you as a head coach.
Firecracker, Sipple.
Get all the nonsense.
Well, why do you want that
get
crap
straight,
happening
Sipple?
While you're trying to get ready for a game?
Hey, I feel you.
No, I don't think you do.
Get him, Sipple.
You're defending Roquan. I mean, get it done before.
But
it's not his to do. He has nothing to do with it.
Get the GM involved then.
I think he's talked to him.
I think his agent has probably called.
I'm pretty sure.
His agent has been calling and calling and calling. They've kind of been, like, snowballing him. And then here you are.
He says, you know, we play a game of chicken.
And there's not a player that doesn't want to get paid.
Oh, I get
there's
that.
Not a player that doesn't want to that. There's he does not want to be in camp. He'd rather be in camp right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of players that probably want to get paid and stay home, and we've seen it in different sports. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's 99.9% of the players would rather be there and get paid whatever their value is.
Oh yeah, I got to ask you guys about something. My favorite player in the NBA is Kevin Durant. But why did I heard on the radio that he said that Nash needs to go.
And the GM. Yeah. He went and met with the owner.
He's still my favorite player, but I'm just shocked by stuff like that.
He's just been weird.
That's business.
He's weird.
He's the same guy that said, I need Steve Nash, though.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work out for him.
Was Nash that bad?
I think the best part of that whole Brooklyn Nets kind of deal is they leapfrog.
God, Nash was that bad.
They leapfrog known entities and coaches and said that Steve Nash had, I don't know what he did with Golden State. He just was like skill development.
Yeah.
He had a great relationship with Kevin Durant.
Right.
X, Y, and Z. That's who Kevin Durant and Kyrie wanted. Then all of a sudden, James Harden was upset that Kyrie wasn't showing up to work, so they got rid of Harden. They brought in Ben Simmons, and I guess they had a team text message, you know, chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The whole team is asking Ben Simmons, because he was supposed to play in the playoffs, game four. No reply to Ben Simmons. Next thing they got was Ben Simmons left the chat. Never played. So now you got egg on your face because it's the guy that Kevin Durant signed off on to get, right? Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be the two-way player and all this other stuff. And so now, the asking price for him is definitely steeper than Rudy Gobert, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think Spider Mitchell isn't officially been traded, obviously, to the Knicks. So who's going to give up 8 first-round picks? If Rudy Gobert is getting 4, Kevin Durant, I mean, I'm asking for 8, right? Or I'm getting some sort of all-star or ascending player back. Nobody's willing to give it up. And Kevin Durant, like, for instance, won't get out of his own way and say, go to play to L.A. with LeBron. Like, if you just said, okay, we're gonna ship Russell Westbrook to Brooklyn and whoever else and say KD would be just a hypothetical scenario. He won't do that. So now you have no choices. Now he comes back to the owner and is like, okay, well, me or the GM or in the head coach. So, for instance, so really what's going to happen is he'll end up being on Brooklyn probably until the trade deadline.
Trade deadline.
Yeah. They all deserve each other.
And Ben Simmons still will not play.
They do.
Ben Simmons still will not play.
Well, but you've first of all, as you said, Coach Sipple.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I like this Coach Sipple. You know, I'd like to see a press conference with Sipple.
Durant needs to handle his business, his job. His job. Do your job. Then it's Steve Nash, do your job. Mm-hmm. GM, do your job. And who's the community that says, well, you gotta take care of your star player. Well, if Durant's your star player, and this is how this is being handled, it's a mishap. It's a mishandle across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Durant's wrong. Nash is wrong. GM's wrong. Owner's wrong. Everybody got in a boat with one goal, which was win the NBA championship. And then when it didn't happen, nobody wants, like, Durant's not accepting responsibility. Nash is not accepting responsibility. Ben Simmons, Kyrie. Nobody on that team has said, I'm wrong, I'll get it right.
You're right.
Nash has said that there's things that he'd like to change. I don't think he's –
Change is not get better at.
Well, I mean, changing – it is. He's going to change the way that he's going to try to coach. But to his defense – the guy that was leading this ship before Durant was Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because Kyrie was there before Durant.
Yeah.
So this was already in motion a year or two before because I forget who was on one of the, you know, the podcasts. So they were talking about Kyrie and Kevin Durant had sat down and already decided they were going to – first they were going to go to the Knicks.
They talked at the All-Star game.
And then Dolan kind of – talked himself out of having two marquee guys. So, you know, we'll just go across the river to Brooklyn. So that's the guy. Kyrie is the guy leading your ship. Okay. You jumped on board with him, mm-hmm. and you built that Viking ship, but you forgot that the hull of the ship only had one plywood. You needed about
four. That's a Gary Williams quote of all quotes. He said, you got to be careful who you hit your cart to.
Right.
Gary Williams.
Maryland.
It better be a stud, but be careful it's not a donkey. You'll end up on the side of the road with no explanation of how
that,
you got
That
there.
Crosses lines, too. You see coaches in the NFL sink or swim based on who their quarterback is. And, you know, GMs as well. Yep. I mean, you got to think there's guys, okay, me and him always talk about Charlie Casserly. Mm-hmm. When Bobby Greer told me why they drafted David Carr, I can never look at Charlie Casserly again.
Tell us why.
Essentially, well, Julius Peppers went too.
Yeah.
That was the
pick in the room. If there's 12 guys in there, okay?
So if you know nothing about football.
Okay, Bobby Greer is as established as Charlie Casserly, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else, from Dom Capers, Charlie Casserly, the scouts, everybody, it's Julius Peppers. One guy said, you know what, we're going to pick David Carr, who obviously he was the GM, had the owner's ear.
Casserly.
And then we're going to pick David Carr, which nothing against David Carr, because I do think if David Carr went to another team, he would have had a more successful NFL career, but it just came down to he's a good-looking white dude, had a family, and that's what they want to look to represent their organization. And Julius Peppers had dreads. That's a quote, unquote.
Oh, no.
So now, hold on. Now, conversely, there's the reason why they picked Mario Williams because they figured they can't mess it up twice. Well, they picked Mario Williams and forgot to pick Reggie Bush. So either way. You started off the wrong way. So you talk about hitching your wagon.
What the hell?
People sometimes make decisions for no reason.
Charlie Casserly is a great example that being in the room does not mean it wears off and carries with you. Right? That because you were next, you watched Bobby Bethard be a magician at evaluating talent and not exactly following the trend. Bobby Bethard had different eyes than everybody else. Casserly, who they got, you know, Casserly was sleeping in his car in a parking lot with Washington. Like, he was he earned his way up there, for real, but he was never pre-wired to be in charge of decision making. There's a huge difference.
My grandma used to be so mad at him when Heath Shuler used to be playing. Oh my gosh. See, here's Bobby Bethard. Had an eye for the odd guy, second, third, fourth, back when they had 10 rounds, right? Like, oh, man, I got this diamond in the rough, Jake, nobody's seen. Bobby Bethard would be off into, like, Emporia State on the way to Kansas State and see a guy like, in a couple years, you know, we can get him in the 10th round a couple years, like the Clint Didiers and guys like that, right? Warren's the tight ends, guys that can play in their system effectively. But Charlie Casserly would take that type of mindset and go pay Big Daddy Wilkinson and Sean Gilbert so much money
back to back.
You know what I mean? Or pick Heath Shuler, you know, an option quarterback. Say we're going to turn him into a dropback.
Is Casserly still around?
He's on the NFL Network.
He's haunting somebody.
Oh, is he on the NFL Network?
Right. He's on TV.
He's critiquing everybody's draft. Or something like, here's how things don't change.
That's awesome.
Hold on.
That's a great country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey, here's how things don't change.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals coach got his job because he was so-called associated with Sean McVay.
Yeah.
They had coffee in the airport.
When Cliff it Kingsbury.
But you didn't find out they did. They only had coffee in like in a layover until he already was hired. So now you already lock in step with him, and now you remember.
I want to go have coffee with Sean McVay.
But here you are, is Arizona Cardinals fans who were my mom. She's a Raider fan now, but she Cardinals when she's there. She's still a Cardinals fan, but you know she would. And my brother was down there. They talk about the clock management issues and stuff like that. Well, he was a tight. He just got let go at Texas Tech, which you know he played there, and I get it. You know you didn't win, and you know he put up great numbers. But then he was a tight end coach at USC, just hired as a tight end coach at USC. Mm-hmm. So maybe on the way to USC, he saw McVay and said, hey, man, how you doing? What kind of coffee you like? Oh, you want a little cream? Oh, congratulations on your job. Boom. Have a safe flight. Next thing you know, agent calls and says, hey, man, you just talked to Sean McVay. This is the hottest dude. Hey, I'm putting this on your resume. Mm-hmm. These dummies down here in Phoenix, they'll hire you. And they hired him. And then you're wondering why.
They fade every year. He was fading at Texas Tech.
Right.
Those Texas Tech teams
for
fading.
6 games. That's right. It.
He's a great fade.
So, I mean, it's
great fade.
At the end of the day, it's Kevin, it's business, you know, there's one rule I will tell you this is that you know, and I saw this because they interviewed Nick Chubb about their backup running back who's probably hopefully Buffalo trade for him. That you always go to bat for your teammate when it's business time. And you never really talk about it because you don't ever mess with another man's pockets. Because in NFL, you know how you have a short window to get paid.
Yeah.
And you got to be there for each other because very quickly you could be on the outside looking in and you want to make sure the guys that take care of you as well.
Quickly.
Speaking of getting paid.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go, Jake.
Yesterday, go. You heard last night that the Big Ten has entered into contract with NBC and CBS in terms of carrying their games. ESPN no longer in the equation as of immediately
NBC, CBS.
For that. So CBS is currently paying the SEC $55 million a year for media rights. They're going to pay the Big Ten $350 million for the rights. Yes.
Hmm.
So right now, SEC break getting bread. 55 mil. The Big Ten will be getting $350 million.
So what do you think
the
SEC is going to get from ESPN?
Yeah,
500 million.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, LA matters.
Yeah, that helps.
LA matters.
Out.
LA matters.
They got the two biggest profile schools out of there.
The LA matters.
You could have got Oregon look, might have been cherry on the top.
As much as people want to hate on the dude, Kevin Warren pulled a baller move. It is a total baller move. And everybody gets paid. Like I would expect that not only the Regents and the Chancellors got together, everybody popped champagne. Everybody got
the envelopes, their own bottle. The envelopes just got a little thicker.
Oh, there's a champagne.
Hey, honey. Hey, we went from coach, we up to first class now, baby.
Champagne bass for everybody.
Private plane.
Yeah. Well, they're already private.
Yeah,
they're
private.
More private.
They're already
They're going from extra a 6-seater. They're going to 12. They're getting the big
pop and more champagne.
What's as the Ohio players saying, for the love of money.
Yeah.
Everybody got paid. Everybody gets paid. And listen, when they start changing the play-by-play pairings, like the broadcast pairings.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a
right.
– because
right. now everybody will become a Big Ten expert. Guess
right?
what? Yeah. Oh, there's some dudes that are coming. Like, wait a minute. Let me find out.
Everybody loves Lincoln. Everybody loves Lincoln now. You'll see more guys up there doing Rutgers games than ever. They have no problem doing Rutgers anymore.
How that wall looks.
Send me to Piscataway. Send me there. I want to do the game.
USC versus Rutgers on your national TV programming.
Right. This is the game of the day.
You will, in Piscataway.
They will be talking about Greg Schiano and all the great work he's done, and Rutgers will be 4-2. It'll be the game of the week. And don't let Rutgers upset you one time. It'll be over.
They're going to be – like the games – it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic just to watch how money moves everybody. I've asked since the day I got here, what's priority one? And every time I think it's student athlete or fan experience or
winning,
nope, cash.
We're making more money.
Straight cash.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation.
Straight cash.
Why do you like the Big Ten? Because we're making so much money.
Straight cash.
But can't you win and get paid?
Yeah.
I figure if you win, you get more money. Yeah. I got more demand.
Ohio State does that, but who else?
I got more money, right?
Like
Ohio State does that.
Well, okay, but you don't even have to maybe be to that
Michigan
extent.
Did it.
Yeah, Michigan State, but I'm just – I mean, you would like to – if Nebraska starts to win.
Pops 11 wins like Michigan State.
You know who's on the marquee, though, right?
Yeah.
Like CBS put it on the marquee. CBS is like, we just got – and they wanted to say, well, we got Ohio State versus USC. But hey, no, we got Big Ten football.
Right.
This ain't got to do with Rutgers,
right.
Maryland, Michigan, nothing. Like, well, they'll love having Michigan State during basketball season, but they don't care. This is how about Ohio State, and they get the game of the year because Ohio State and Michigan is the game of the year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. And now you've got some interesting pairings, and they just
and the coaches
up,
and
right,
the quirky right, coaches. Right. But I still think. If Nebraska somehow could be consistently, let's just say 7-10, that $350 million a year, there's actually – they got everybody for a discount because Nebraska will up the profile. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that yet. And then if – assuming USC, you know, handles their business.
It's good.
Then essentially when you look at that 350, say in 5 or 6 years and everybody's up to where they should be, It's like okay, well, we actually made a good deal as a TV, you know, what we're paying for, and what that does is it kind of alleviates the warts of the Rutgers and going to Purdue, like USC at Purdue on a Friday night, you know what I mean? But if you got Nebraska where they're consistently 7-10 and doing everything you need to, and USC and say UCLA is say they're 7-9, 7-10. Your profile is
UCLA and Nebraska can raise the profile.
We still
got
to go to Piscataway on a Friday night, bro.
But that's what you got to do.
Let's go.
But the thing is, you can't. This is the thing. People have to stop complaining. Like I said, you can't complain about the results that you worked for. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to play on Friday night. Okay, start winning.
Yeah.
Then you can call and say, you know what, dog, you know, Friday nights just doesn't fit into our, like, football realm.
Yeah, they're not sending Ohio State on a Friday
night.
You get what I'm saying?
Would they dare send Ohio State there on a Friday night?
No.
Would they send Michigan there on a Friday
night? No.
That's what I'm
saying.
They send the lowly team.
Who else gets that?
Illinois gets Friday night
game. Well, yeah, Friday.
The only way Nebraska wants a Friday night game is if we're playing here. Right here. So when you start winning,
how would that go?
It'd go very well because people would take a whole bunch of vacation days and they'd be starting to get hammered right about.
But what about high school football? As Jake said,
that's a factor. DP, they don't like that here. A lot of people because it interrupts with high
school. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. That was my immediate thought.
You're right. Your immediate thought's a good thought.
It's every state. I don't think people are going to be at Seacrest and say I'm be at Seacrest and not go to Husker game. against Purdue at Friday night.
It's a bigger factor here than it is in Piscataway.
Correct, yeah. But it's not yeah. It's not a deciding factor. Have you seen the state championship? Have you seen the people in state championship? I have more people in a odd home game in high school back in 1994 than they have a state championship game.
Yeah, that's true.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
But you start winning, you can start making some more decisions.
Who's in that club, though, that doesn't have to go to Piscataway besides Ohio State, Michigan, maybe Wisconsin? Is there anybody else in that club that wouldn't have to go
but
to
Wisconsin? Iowa's played though. A Friday game recently. Iowa's played Friday night.
Yeah. They went to Maryland and played. Yep,
that's right. That was
Wisconsin would go last season.
Iowa went to – they would go there, but would they make them go? There's the question.
The Woodmaker, their head coach, the Woodmaker, he's like, oh, man, I got an extra day to make some chairs in my garage.
No, I'm saying would they send Wisconsin? Yeah,
that's a cover day for him.
Would they send
– he's like, I'm
going to send – that's a shellacking day for him.
Would the Big Ten send him there?
They had asked them to do them a favor. Mm-hmm. They call up Barry and say, hey, man, we got to make this look right. We know we always take care of you. Just do us a solid and go beat the brakes off of Rutgers real quick.
That's it. There's only three that they would – extend that grace.
Yeah,
to.
I mean, nothing to Maryland, which is, like, from a traffic standpoint, it's the worst place to do it on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Rush hour.
Oh, that is horrible.
Wow.
You better, instead of getting to the game 2 hours before the game, you got to be there at, like, four hours before the game.
One day before the game.
You better bring, you know, whatever gaming system in there. You guys got 2 hours to play PlayStation.
Illinois. So it's the three. It really is Maryland. For football, it's Rutgers, Maryland, Illinois.
Yeah.
Maybe Northwestern.
Maybe.
But Northwestern would be great because they don't get
anybody on Saturday. So
and all the kids that are at Northwestern, they usually probably leave the city and go to their lake homes and wherever. Well, they're still in town. Hey, we were going to leave Saturday morning anyways. So let's go, have a few beers, walk over and watch Northwestern get the brakes beat off and with that long grass.
Bottom four in football, man, that's tough life.
It is tough.
That's tough.
But it's only tough if you don't embrace it, though. If you embrace
it, off the bottom,
you can leave the top.
If you embrace the suck, it's not as bad.
I don't want to embrace it. He sucked.
You're a Dolphins fan. Dude.
Hey, I have embraced. All right.
I mean, who do you think you are?
Shots fired.
I've watched a lot of bad football.
Man down.
Look at Gus in there. Russ Hochstein's kinfolk in there. Yeah. Look at that, a big old Nebraska man in there. See that sip?
I hope two is okay, Jake.
We'll be fine. Don't worry. We'll be a playoff team.
Do you really hope for him, though?
I mean, this is going to be a tough year for Jake. Both back. Two is back against the wall. Frost back against the wall. A lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Two has got to do it, Jake.
Jake, I'm sorry. Your hairline will
get worse.
It'll be a rough season.
It's getting bad. It'll get worse. It's fine.
I'm worried about your blood pressure. I'm worried about the stress in your life.
Look at him.
That day, Brian Flores got fired and all that stuff.
Boy, he was.
Jake left here.
Man.
I had to go home.
We had to put an APB out on him and say, listen here, if you're driving down Oak Street.
We get a wellness check.
Just pull over.
Like, just pull him over. If you see, like, here's a license plate.
My little Jakey's heart was broken.
Pull over. Pull over.
Sip, you know what the best part was? He was rocking his Miami Dolphins colors.
I was. I had to pull over on.
He had his chest out, and his chest just got deflated. Like,
I had the Dolphins logo on my shirt.
He came in here strutting, talking about, we won seven in a row. We almost made the playoffs. We're ready up for next year.
I did.
Oops, we're going to fire your coach.
You went home, didn't you?
I went home. I could not be here. I had to go home.
Now, listen, the statute of limitations is over. How many drinks did you have?
Oh, at least seven.
I mean, we worried about you. No ice, no nothing. Just straight whiskey.
He pulled an Ace Ventura.
Right. Hey, he didn't even pour it. He just took it to the head.
Old school's next. See ya.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.